Frank Pollard has no idea what happens when he's sleeping. He goes to bed, and when he wakes up, bags of money inexplicably surround him.
Sprawled face down on the cold pavement, Frank Pollard did not move when he regained consciousness. He waited in the hope that his confusion would dissipate. He could not have been unconscious longer than a few seconds, for his heart was pounding as if he had been running for his life only moments ago. As his rapid breathing slowed and his heartbeat decelerated, he abruptly realized that he did not know who he was. He knew his name, Frank Pollard, but that was all. He did not know how old he was, what he did for a living, where he had come from, where he was going, or why. He was so startled by his predicament that for a moment his breath caught in his throat. Then his heartbeat soared again, and he let his breath out in a rush.
Frank hires the husband and wife detective duo Bobby and Julie Dakota to uncover the mystery of his past and his nocturnal habits. Before long, the Dakotas find that Frank's family hides a monstrous secret. Not only is the family out to kill Frank, but his sister Candy uses psychic powers to manipulate other victims. Julie's younger brother Thomas, a telepath and Down syndrome child, senses Candy's control and warns his sister. Bobby is helpless to protect his loved ones when they are the most vulnerable, while they are asleep.
The midnight seawater was an acid. His head went under. He gasped, broke the surface, but the corrosive sea had already kissed away his lips, and he felt his gums receding from his teeth, and his tongue turned to rancid mush in the salty rush of caustic brine that he had swallowed. Even the spray-filled air was erosive, eating away his lungs in an instant, so when he tried to breathe, he could not. He went down, flailing at the waves with arms and hands that were only bone, caught in an undertow, sucked into everlasting darkness, disillusion, oblivion. Bad thing! Bobby sat straight up in bed. He was screaming, but no cry issued from him.
A masterpiece pulled from Dean Koontz's incredible mind, The Bad Place, imagines the abstract evil that can lurk beyond our subconscious. Presented unabridged in 15 hours, the recording is available on 13 compact discs, 10 cassettes, or one MP3 CD from Brilliance Audio.